The one that is ministering to you this morning is Pastor Lenny Nweri. God bless you all in Jesus' name, and we are looking forward to have a mighty time in the presence of God. So we always open by prayer, and if you are in your home, please make sure you create an environment that can welcome Jesus in your home. So don't be distracted, stay connected. Hallelujah. As we sow our seed towards heaven, be a partaker of what the Lord is doing. In the name of Jesus, come to the city of the Lord, because the church is Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, the city of the innumerable angels. In the name of Jesus, the city where the spirit of the saints are made perfect. It is in the house of God where we are perfected into the will of the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless him this morning. Worship him. Adore him, glorify him. Hallelujah. We bless you, we worship you, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praises that is due to your name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Lamb, glory to the King of Kings. You are worthy of our praises, you are worthy of our worship, you are worthy of our adoration. And Father, we worship you, we adore you, we glorify you, we exalt you this morning in the name of Jesus. As we come in the spirit of humility, we humble ourselves, O Jehovah. We humble ourselves before your mighty hand. We come in our weakness, we come in our shortcomings, O Jehovah, in the name of Jesus. As we lay ourselves bare before the mighty hand of God, we repent of anything done knowingly or unknowingly. As we sanctify our hearts with the blood, we sanctify our thoughts with the blood, we sanctify our sanctuary with the blood, we sanctify the altar with the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus have its way upon this service. The blood of redemption, the blood of deliverance, the blood of salvation, the blood of healing. Let that precious blood of Jesus have preeminence in everything that we are going to do today, that the blood of Jesus may have factual effects in our lives, in our community, in our families, in the name of Jesus. This morning we invoke the authority in the blood of the Lamb. We invoke the authority in the blood to heal, to deliver, in the mighty name of Jesus, to break every curse in the name of Jesus, to drive out every devil in the mighty name of Jesus. As we sanctify our instrument of worship by the blood, we sanctify your people by the blood, we sanctify the altar by the blood of Jesus. We sanctify ourselves by the blood of Jesus. We welcome you, mighty one of Zion. We welcome your glory, we welcome your presence, we welcome your goodness upon this place, O Jehovah. We welcome your angels to ascend and descend upon this place. We decree that this is a holy ground, this is the city of the Lord, this is Mount Zion, in the mighty name of Jesus, a place where the people of God will possess their possession. As we stand before the Almighty, Abu Zante Zebeteri Bahanda Zaparadi Hedimuzandim, we receive help from above, we receive grace from above, we receive mercy from above, by the virtue of calling upon your name, by the virtue of gathering in your name. For where two or more are gathered in your name, Father, you promise to be in their midst, O Jehovah Adonai, and we call you that you are our Father who art in heaven. Allow it be your name. Thy kingdom come upon this service in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blind eyes see, deaf ears pop open, all manner of curses be broken, affliction come to an end, dominion of darkness be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus, that the people of God may receive their salvation, they may receive their liberty that cometh from the Father. Father. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom reign everywhere. Let thy kingdom be made manifest upon the sanctuary in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, above all we pray, not our will but thy will be done. As we gather as an assembly, as we gather as a church of Jehovah, we commit everything in your able hand. We commit the praise, the worship, the teaching, the testimony, everything that is going to be done today, Jehovah. May you have your way. May you have your way in this service. May you have your way in everything that we are going to do today, in the mighty name of Jesus. For no one is like thee, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our praises. Oh, Jehovah Adonai, give us this day our daily bread. Give us the eternal bread that is able to keep us in faith. Give us the eternal bread that is able to deliver us. Give us the eternal bread that is able to transform us. Give us the eternal bread that is able to impact our life. Give us the eternal bread that is able to keep the fire of the Lord burning within our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us that rhema word. Give us that word that will deliver us from every plan, from every lie of the devil. For a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. And Father, we pray, give us a word. Give us a word that will take us to our next level. Give us a message today, Jehovah. As we gather as a church of Jehovah, may the angel of the house minister to us. May the angel of RTD Church International minister unto us, O Jehovah. The mind of God, the purposes of God, the will of God, the direction of God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to the King of Kings. Glory be to Ebenezer. Worship him this morning in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and declare his majesty. Adore him. Korea rapate di bozande ipaba yante zepeteri bazanda ipabo shanta zepeteri da bazanda zapatara boshaya upayante zebina honto zavete levio e shanta maganande zepeteri da bazende zepeteri bozanda ipabo shanta zibarante zepeteri da bazande ipabo shanta manto zovazi zepeteriam. I want us to lift up a prayer concerning America. Let us lift up a prayer concerning United States of America. Even the upcoming election, we know that a lot is going on in this nation, but let us surrender this nation in the able hands of God, that the will of the Father will be done. Not the will of man, but the will of the Father will be done upon this nation, that every work of the devil will be frustrated, every agenda of darkness will be frustrated, every orchestration of darkness will be frustrated, but only the will of the Father will be done among our leaders, in the mighty name of Jesus. Upayante zebeteria da bazande ipabu shanta zapateri. Father, we surrender our nation before you. We surrender our people before you. We surrender the people, even the leaders and government offices. We pray for wisdom. We pray for counsel. We pray for good counsel from above. We pray for spiritual direction in the mighty name of Jesus, that our leaders will not be manipulated by wicked men. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they will be surrounded with wise men that will give them proper direction in which the nation needs to go. In the name of Jesus, we cover this nation by the blood of Jesus, that the light of Christ will shine upon this nation. The will will of God will shine upon this nation. The kingdom of God will envelop this nation in the mighty name of Jesus, that souls will be won for the glory of God, that many will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that many will be saved in the name of Jesus. Every boundary, every blockage of the enemy, we lift them up. We open the gate of the nation to Jesus. We open the gates of the nation to revival, to the word of the living God that is able to save, that is able to deliver, that is able to set the hearts of men on fire for God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every hindrance be removed, that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached, and it will pierce hearts of men to repent and return back to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every walls that have risen against the gospel of Jesus, we command them to break. We command them to break. Every mountain be leveled. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that thy word will have authority. Thy word will have authority in the lives of our youths, in the lives of our marriages, in the lives of our leaders. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty Father, send forth thy spirit, the spirit of conviction, the spirit of repentance. Convict sinners of their sins. Convict people of their need of Jesus, their need of the King of Glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. For all men are in need of God. All men are in need of Jesus. All men, irrespective of the color of their skin, irrespective of their race, irrespective of their status, all men need Jesus. All women need Jesus. Oh Jehovah, Almighty God, move in this nation. Move in the mighty name of Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Move, move, Holy Ghost. Move, oh Jehovah, move from state to state, from land to land, from nation to nation, from city to city, every part of America. Let the gospel reach them. Let the word of God reach them. Repabo shanta rebe deri barataya. Eparonto zobate re jete mina honto zavatara di monotia. Epabayante zebeteria da bazandaro pakatele bedesha. Rebente zebendele beketele bedele telekadia da lagadagalagadish. Jebente zebenderi bababo shata. Eparonto zobarente zebakante zebeteri rabazandam. We bind every forces of darkness. We bind every strong man in the land, strong man in the region. We render your activity paralyzed in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of weakness in heavenly forces. We render you powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. As we connect with our Father in heaven, let the heavens be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome the spirit of praise. We welcome the spirit of intercessory. We welcome the spirit of prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome fresh baptism. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name. Father, we thank you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Last Friday, I started the series of honoring the fathers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Of honoring the fathers. And as a church, it is very important even to teach the young generation why it is very important to give respect to those that are elderly. Praise the Lord. As we read from the scripture last time, to those that are elderly, we should treat them as fathers. Praise the Lord. Those that are elderly, older women, older men in the church, we have to give them the same dignity, the same respect you can give to your biological father. God calls us to give them too, in the mighty name of Jesus. Are we together? Amen. And then we also spoke about the blessings that we can receive from fathers. Hallelujah. And there are two main blessings that we got from all giving honor to the fathers. And one of the blessings is what? If you're there, do you remember? The blessings of honoring the father is in the Ten Commandments. Long life. Amen. So one of the blessing of honoring fathers is longevity. Hallelujah. And longevity is not just about your physical life. It is also about what you are doing. It can go into your career. It can go into your ministry. If you want your ministry to belong, if you want your ministry to live before you, then you have to identify fathers in your life that you honor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And these people may not be your biological parents. These people may be those that have dedicated themselves to the teaching and the preaching of the word of God, which also the scriptures say they deserve double honor. Hallelujah. So can you imagine if your biological father, hallelujah, deserve an honor, but your spiritual father deserve double honor? Praise the Lord. So it shows you that there's a lot of blessings that you can be able to tap from spiritual parenthood. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that you can be able to connect with your spiritual parents. Praise the Lord. And that's why it is very important to stay connected with your priest. It is very important to stay connected. Hallelujah. It is very important to identify a man of God that you identify as a father, that you identify as a mentor, as a guardian. Praise the Lord. And make sure you are part of their life. Make sure you are part of their mission. Make sure you are part of the vision that of what they are doing unto the Lord. And the second blessing that we spoke that came from the fathers is the blessing of open doors, is the blessing of favor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be many, and that it shall be well with you in the land in which you go to. Praise the Lord. So if you want everything to be well, you know, for anything to be well with you in the land, it means favor. Hallelujah. Favor. Hallelujah. You see, when you have favor, you don't struggle the way others struggle. Praise the Lord. Do you know how many people are very intelligent? They're very educated. They have the degrees, but getting a job is a problem. Praise the Lord. They struggle. Hallelujah. Even if they get a job, they don't get paid what they deserve. Praise the Lord. You find somebody with a high school diploma getting paid more than you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. While you have your master's, you have your PhD, and you don't get to be paid what you deserve. Praise the Lord. Because the land is not accepting you. Hallelujah. Things are not going well with you in the land. So there's a blessing that cometh from the land that the mouth of the fathers can usher you, so that the creation, the people around where you live in, will come to your aid. You will be able to have favor with them because there is honor to the fathers. Praise the Lord. So it means that the moment we begin to disgrace fathers, we are disgracing our own self, because fathers are the image of the sons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together? Praise the Lord. So if you disgrace the image of the father, even you as a son, you won't have a voice. People will not hear you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why you have to be very careful on how you maintain father-son relationship, because there are blessings that fathers carry that you can't get anywhere else. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, our generation is very intelligent, is very interesting. thing because they think that all they need is their own wisdom, all they need is their own effort, all they need is their PhD, their masters, and all these things. But they are blessings that can only come from the fathers. Praise the Lord. They are blessings that can only come from the bosom of the fathers. Things become easy when there's a blessing spoken upon your head from your father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Doors will just open because a father has spoken. Because one privilege that God gives to the fathers is the privilege to be custodians of keys. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we see that the apostles of Christ, one gift that God Jesus gave to the apostle was the gift of the keys of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The keys of the kingdom. There are moments where you can try in your own effort and it seems like every door is locked. Hallelujah. It may seem you can try. You can try to go to get that visa, to go to Europe, to go to America. And every time you go, it fails. Praise the Lord. You can try to get a job. You can try to apply to many companies. And every time you fail, every interview fail. But when a father raises up their voice and say, let their doors be open, you will go to that interview and you will be hired. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they are speaking at the place of authority. They are speaking as men who are custodians of keys. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fathers may look humble. They may not be driving the car you are driving. They may not be living in a fancy house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they are custodians of keys. They are custodians of keys that can unlock the heavens. They are custodians of keys that can unlock blessings in your life, blessings that money cannot buy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know how people receive spiritual gifts? It's from the fathers. Hallelujah. We receive spiritual gifts from the fathers when the fathers speak, because God has blessed them with the keys of destinies of men. You will be able to enter into a door that you have never entered before because the father spoke. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the father spoke, the resources of the land will come to your aid. Because the father spoke, opportunities will be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the father spoke, authority will be your portion. Because the father spoke, demons will obey. Because the father spoke, you are moving under grace and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So God gave the keys of the kingdom to the father. He make them to be custodians of them, and those that are diligent in service, those that are committed to the Father would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those that are committed to the work of their Father, they will be able to enter in the mighty name of Jesus to be a partaker of what the Lord is doing in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to go to the book of Numbers chapter 11 verse 28. Numbers chapter 11 verse 28 in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Let us read the book of Numbers 11 28. I will read from King James Bible. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible acknowledged Joshua as the servant of Moses. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know what it is to be a servant. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the Bible, you know, a servant was considered like a slave. It was considered a very lowly place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we find that Joshua was a servant of Moses. And while Joshua was a servant of Moses, we know that Israel had leadership systems. There were people that were known as the elders of Israel. Praise the Lord. And these elders of Israel formed the leadership in the clanship of Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As we know that Israel is formed of 12 mega tribes, and within those tribes there were clans. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there were leaders, hallelujah, that behold a higher position than Joshua. Praise the Lord. But Joshua discovered one thing, is to serve Moses, because while Joshua was serving Moses, he was serving God, because Moses was appointed by God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know our generation today, praise the Lord, they fear to serve even their pastor. They fear to serve the apostle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When they come to church, they have an attitude that they are just coming to help somebody. They have an attitude that they can't dirty their hands. They can't do anything for God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the level of your service to your father, praise the Lord, will determine the level of your impactation. Praise the Lord. The level of your commitment. Praise the Lord. Remember that Joshua was committed to the service of Moses, running every errand. Praise the Lord. Places that Moses could not go, Joshua could go. Praise the Lord. To the extent that Moses could send Joshua to go ahead to act on his behalf. Hallelujah. So there is a level of maturity where the Father will be sending you in the battlefield. Praise the Lord. Places that the Father could go to, he will allow the Son to venture. Praise the Lord. Because the privilege of the sons is their strength, is their youthful stature. Praise the Lord. So there will be reach a time after you grow in leadership, you'll be able to go to nations, you'll be able to go to cities, you'll be able to go to different continents and represent your Father in the Lord there. And your presence in that city, your presence in that nation will speak, hallelujah, on behalf of the person that sends you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a son of a man of God entered into a certain place? Hallelujah. The man of God may not be there, but the presence of that man symbolizes the backup. Hallelujah. The person behind them. Praise the Lord. Even devils and demons and sicknesses will have to bow. Praise the Lord. Because there's a strong connection of relationship with fathers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the level that where we need to reach. Praise the Lord. That the fathers become the replica of the sons become the replica of their father. The level that Jesus spoke, that seeing me is like seeing the Father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there is that fellowship, there is that commitment. Hallelujah. There is that spending time together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, that Joshua spent so much time with Moses. Hallelujah. Because he was so closely serving Moses, there are things that he was able to discern. He was able to know the ways of Moses. He was able to know the time that Moses could go to call upon the Lord at the tent in the morning. And the Bible said the cloud of glory could come down. Hallelujah. While Moses could go and enter into the tent when the cloud of glory could come down, Joshua could go along. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is very important to walk with your father. It is very important to learn the ways of your father, especially your spiritual father. Praise the Lord Almighty, so that you build weight for tomorrow. You build weight to face the challenges of tomorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. And I've shared this before, that when Moses could call upon the glory, and when the glory could come in form of a cloud before the tent, and Moses could speak to God face to face, and when Moses could finish, Moses could go out to run some errand, but Joshua could stay in the glory. The Bible said that Joshua Joshua remained in the tent. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it means that Joshua spent more time with God. So Moses had the key to unlock the cloud. Hallelujah. To bring the cloud down. Hallelujah. But Joshua enjoyed the open door. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your father can bring the presence of God down into your life. Hallelujah. But if you're not positioned, hallelujah, to stay in the glory will not have effect on your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fathers can enter into a meeting and it turns to be a revival. It turns to be prophetic. It turns their unction fall because God gives them the key to open the heaven. Hallelujah. But it is the sons to utilize the glory. It is the sons to utilize the anointing. It is the son to stay in that atmosphere of prayer. Hallelujah. Fathers can create an atmosphere of prayer. Fathers can create a prophetic prayer. Fathers can create a prophetic a worship and praise prayer. Hallelujah. But it is for the sons to soak themselves in the atmosphere. It is for the sons to stay in that place. Hallelujah. Because as they stay in the glory, God will be impacting their life. God will be enriching their life. God will be baptizing them. Praise the Lord. God will be empowering them in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No wonder David say, in thy presence there is strength. In your presence there is fullness of joy. There are strength that men get when they stay in the presence of God. Strength to face the Goliath of tomorrow is in the presence of God. Strength to overcome the addiction is in the presence of God. Strength to have wisdom to know what to do, when to do it is in the presence of God. Glory be to God. So Joshua utilized utilized the key of calling the glory. He utilized the key that was in the hands of Moses. Hallelujah. So after Moses has finished talking with God, Moses could return back to his tent, but Joshua could tarry. Joshua could tarry in the tent. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A generation that tarry in the presence of God must reach Canaan in the mighty name of Jesus, because in the presence is the place of encounter. In the presence is the place of knowing who God is. Hallelujah. In the presence is the place of knowing the mind of God. Because the more you stay in the presence of God, fear will leave you. Doubt will leave you. And you will be impregnated with faith. You will be impregnated with possibility. That where men say it is impossible, you will say it is possible. Because there is an experience you have heard in the presence of God that no man can explain. Glory be to God. It's a sweet thing to spend time with God, because those that spend time with God, it doesn't matter the mountain they see, they will see just a small valley. While other people are seeing a mountain, they will see opportunities. Glory be to God. While other people are seeing problem, they will see success. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Have you ever been faced with a challenge and you, instead of seeing the challenge, you are seeing your next level? You are thanking God for that problem, because that problem is about to announce you in the mighty name of Jesus. That problem that the devil thought will bring you down is about to lift you. That thing that the enemy thought will destroy you is about to make you stronger in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you have learned to stay in the place of prayer, when you have learned to stay in his presence, hallelujah, your faith is build up in the mighty name of Jesus. You might be a small boy like Joshua, but because he stayed in the presence of God, his mind was not like the mind of his generation. He didn't know about defeat in his life. Glory be to God. Because he knew himself a mighty God who is able to strengthen him. He knew with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. This is the reason why when they were sent, Joshua and Caleb and the rest, when they were sent to go and spy, the land of Canaan. The Bible says Sam returned with negative news. Praise the Lord. They say, hey, this land, it is true, it is flowing with milk and honey. It is true that the fruits are good. It is true that the land is good. Hallelujah. As the Lord promised. But there are giants there we can't defeat. There are Nephilim there. This was the negative report that came out from the mouth of the spies. But Joshua and Caleb, men who stood before the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oba sanda rabo shekete bihanda. You know, when you spend time with God, your report will be different. When you spend time with God, when men are defeated, you will rise up. When you spend time with God, what people see like a mountain, you will see like a lowly hill. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because your mind will be transformed with the knowledge and the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know there are moments that when you just spend time in His presence, just praying, there is impartation that comes, impartation of the word. Hallelujah. God just begin to feed you with His word. Feed with His word as you pray in the Holy Ghost, as you pray, as you spend time in the presence of God. God will begin to feed you, to feed you, to feed you with knowledge, to feed you with capacity, to feed you with counsel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To feed you with strength, that when you come out of the presence of God, that cancer will not matter, that HIV will not matter. Hallelujah. That which will not matter anymore. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you are coming like a tornado. You are coming with an anointing to silence the devil, to silence the witches, to silence every devil, every principality in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you have spent time with God, the enemies of your generation will have to bow. Giants will have to bow. Goliaths will have to bow. Because you have known the Lord from your youth. You have walked under the covering of the fathers. You have seen the dimensions of the fathers. And the fathers have opened door for you to be impacted in the presence of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you as a son, you need to learn how to enjoy the keys that your father has. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why there are moments that when we enter in the Holy Ghost, and we begin to worship Him in spirit and in truth. You need to be in that atmosphere also. You need to be in that atmosphere, because that is the atmosphere of impartation. That is the atmosphere where young men and young women are receiving capacity from God. That's why it is very important not to miss an assembly. Hallelujah. A time where the church come together to worship God. A time like this is a time of special impartation. Is a time where men receive strength. You will receive an anointing and you return to that village, and that which will have to evacuate in the mighty name of Jesus. Those sicknesses will have to leave, because there is impartation you receive by the virtue of being in the presence of God. And that problem that used to torment you will not torment you anymore. That spirit of fear will not take advantage of you anymore. That spirit husband will not take advantage of you anymore. That spirit wife will not take advantage of you anymore. That marine spirit, whatever it is that has been tormenting your life by the virtue of you being in a place where the Father has opened the atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus, His glory will come down, and that glory will rub on you. That glory will rub on you. The beauty of the Lord will rub on you. The favor of the Lord will rub on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know, many people don't know that there is an atmosphere that when you enter, you become part of the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. When you leave that atmosphere, you leave carrying something special. You leave carrying something special because you stayed in that atmosphere. That atmosphere of praise. That atmosphere of worship. That atmosphere of the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory. That atmosphere of hope and heaven will lead you to the spirit of excellence. Will lead you to the spirit where you will be able to do things and things will succeed. Even your manager will begin to wonder, where do you get your knowledge? Where do you get your understanding? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because you happen to be in a child of God that sits under a father. You happen to be in a child of God that sits under an atmosphere that has been created with your father. No devil is permitted to destroy. No accident is permitted to kill you. You will live and fulfill your days. You will impact your generation. You will enter into high places where Christ is seated with the Father in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall preoccupy the land by the authority of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, for wherever the sole of their feet shall tread upon, you shall preoccupy. You shall preoccupy that company. You shall preoccupy that city. You shall preoccupy that nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ebo Zanta Rabo Shatia. Because you have the blessing that flows from the fathers. You are not permitted to be stagnant in life. You must prevail in all season. You must prevail in dry season. You must prevail in rainy season. In the mighty name of Jesus. For those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion that can never be shaken. It doesn't matter what is going on around you. You will be able to stand tall in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will prosper, for you are like a tree planted next to the riverside. Even when people go through the dry season, you will remain watered in the mighty name of Jesus, because you spend time with God. What others will say, it is impossible. You will rise up and say, it is possible. So for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Do you know, when you spend time with your Creator, your faith grows. The reason why a lot of people's faith fail, because they don't want to spend time with God. Somebody who have refused to learn, to grow, to be part of what the Lord is doing, their faith will fail them. Hallelujah. When the test comes, the test of life, they will fail the test of life. Why? Because they didn't spend, they didn't understand seasons. If Joshua could not have spent more time with God while he was with Moses, he couldn't have conquered Canaan. Because there were challenges in Canaan. Oh, there were challenges. You know, Joshua became so strong to the extent that he was facing an angel of the Lord and he didn't know. He wanted even to fight with an angel of the Lord. That is the kind of stubbornness and stamina he had built in the presence of God. How much stamina have you built? How much stamina, Akoto Sava? How much stamina have you built to resist that witch in the family? How much stamina have you built? Hallelujah. Just somebody say a few words so, and you start dancing like a butterfly. Praise the Lord. You are displaced by just a few words. Praise the Lord. Because you have not spent time in the presence of God. Just when Goliath rise up and speak, everybody fears. Hallelujah. Do you know when Goliath rose up, the Bible says he spoke against the armies of Israel. He spoke against the leadership of Israel from top to bottom, and everybody was afraid, plus King Saul was afraid. But there was a man that had a relationship with God. There's a man who had spent time with Jesus, with God, and his name was David. Hallelujah. What people saw as defeat, David so as an opportunity to enter into palace. They be so as an opportunity to become a mighty general. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you spend time with God, your mentality will be different. When you spend time with God, hallelujah, you cannot be defeated like chicken. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have to rise and shine, for thy glory has come, and no devil, no witch, no darkness can stop what God has started doing with my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am moving under the speed of lightning. I am moving by the mercies of God. I am moving by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am unstoppable. In the mighty name of Jesus, no darkness can stand before me. No evil can stand before me. No witches can stand before me. In the mighty name of Jesus, for my strength doesn't come from man. My strength cometh from the Lord, the maker of all. He is my helper. He is my redeemer. He is my savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run into it and they are safe. And if God is for us, who can be against us? In the mighty name of Jesus, because God is on my side, every devil, every demon, every darkness must bow, because I am a son in the kingdom of God. I have been given authority over all the powers of the enemy, because there is a mantle upon my head. In the mighty name of Jesus, a mantle to preoccupy until Christ come. In the mighty name of Jesus, a mantle to spread light and salvation. A mantle to release the captives from their captivity. A mantle to usher in a new generation into the jubilee of our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, a mantle for nations. Apostolic mantle, prophetic mantles, teaching mantle, pastoral mantle, worship mantle, praise mantle. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I'm moving by the grace of the Almighty. I am moving by the help of the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus.